13 years have passed since Joseph had those crazy dreams and was betrayed by his brothers. That's a really long time. Do you think he still carries the pain now that he's living in the lap of luxury? Does coming into your harvest make those tough years any easier in your mind? God used every day of those 13 years to prepare Joseph for what he had in mind for him, the saving of a nation. Organizing food, crops, servants, harvesting, these were all skills he learned when working at Potiphar's house. Preparing meals, cleanup, and prisoner welfare are additional skills he learned while working for the prison warden. God won't waste one bit of your weight if you use those experiences to grow you in the knowledge of God and His purpose for you. Just like God foretold in Pharaoh's dreams, the years of plenty were to be plentiful. Joseph implements his Operation Storehouse plan to save Egypt's grain during the years of God's favor. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. Verse 49. Joseph was a willing, obedient vessel, and he was thoroughly and painstakingly prepared for such a huge mission. This is no small task. This required organizing the reserve food sources for an entire nation. Joseph and those working for him had to create a network of storage facilities in each city in Egypt. This massive undertaking propelled Joseph into his calling, right into the center of God's will for his life. The 7 years of plenty fly by, and now the predicted famine is here. But thanks to God for giving Joseph the know-how to save the nation during this famine. Questions. Have you ever experienced being in the center of God's will, doing the purpose He has for you? How did that feel? When things are going well for you, do you continue to give God the glory, or do you get distracted by the abundance? What can you learn from Joseph when in the center of your harvest?